Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, hey, Marky, it might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Monday edition. We'll still have time for all the stream of consciousness. I don't want to call it nonsense because it's not nonsense. It's great stuff. We'll still have time for whatever you want to call it. But as the late, great Kevin Green said, it is time. As training camp is upon us, it kicks off on Wednesday. Rookies, quarterbacks, injured players coming off injuries already reported on Friday. Everyone else reports tomorrow, and they'll be on the practice field on Wednesday. Edition of Wilde. Wow, I got all choked up. Of Wilde and Tosh. Very emotional.
All right.
I am. I'll be okay. On 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Facebook, YouTube, but evidently not Twitter today. A little bit of a glitch, so we'll be back on there sometime. And, of course, everything you need on the all-new, all-redesigned, all-free, and all-customizable so you can move Wilde and Tosh into position numero uno where it belongs, the ESPN Wisconsin app, which you can find both in the Android and Apple app stores. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay, where training camp is, you can feel it in the air. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios and from his undisclosed location. He's the Packers Hall of Famer. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. Can you feel it?
So I can, but I have to tell you, and I'm going to be curious. I don't know if we're going to pull this or if I just want input because we are a Packer dominant show. There is no doubt about it.
But the Brewers
you've covered. I played. Jesse went to the Vikings for 3 years and the Jets and stopped caring about the Packers for an extended period of time in the early 2010s.
So unnecessary.
But we are a Packer dominant show.
But fair.
But just like in Frozen, for the first time really in forever, as this show was going, and it is July 21st. And we're getting ready for Dream Drive, and we're getting ready for Elton Jenkins. He's going to play. I'm still really intrigued by all that. But for the first time in the 9 years we've been doing this show, I think I'm more intrigued by a certain baseball team and what they're doing than with where the Green Bay Packers are as we sit here today. Now, that can change, obviously, when training camp opens. But am I crazy to think the Brewers are ruling the roost right now in the Wisconsin sports landscape. Is that crazy to say as we're sitting here on the 21st of July?
So the first time in the history of this show, they played a game 7 of the NLCS to go to the World Series in 2018.
I'm talking about right now at this point in the baseball season. Obviously, playoff baseball is awesome. We all know that. In the heart of summer, when football is getting started, we got Badgers camp opening in, I think, early August. We got Packers camp starting. And that is where my mind is always football. Like, that's where I always, when it becomes this show. And I'm saying, and I've told you this, you just don't listen, or you just
Well, there's no need to be belligerent here.
I'm not going to be belligerent.
They were a game away from the World Series during this show.
All I'm saying is, and I've said this now really since June, this is the most intrigued I've been by this club in the time we've been doing the show. And I think a lot of it is the Miz. I think a lot of it is just where they're at and what they've been doing and how they're playing. I don't know if part of it is that because I've listened to 100.5 and I get catching more games on air here. I don't know what it is, but all I know is yesterday we were at a, you know, kind of a season-ending cookout and having some Coors Lights.
Was it at midnight?
And we were all enthralled. All of the parents and the kids were watching Kershaw fire in his glove and punching the seat in the bench. And there is a buzz about the Milwaukee Brewers that I don't think we've had in quite a while. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's just because we're so Packer-centric that we've missed the boat in the past. But I just feel like there's something different about this Brewers team than what we've seen in the past. Am I crazy?
So just so I understand this correctly, the Brewers have won 10 in a row. They've swept the Dodgers twice. So you're more interested than you have ever been before.
In July, yeah.
In the immortal words...
The week that training camp begins. I get what he's saying.
I do too. In the immortal words of the great American orator, and I don't mean Bob Moore, I mean Mark Gerald Tauscher. No blank blank.
What are you talking about?
Dude,
what do you mean no blank blank?
Hey, dude, you
just gave the opener of the show and you didn't mention the Brewers, dude.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying it, dude. Do you get what I'm saying? A dude?
Come on, dude.
You know what I mean? He throws a dude at me like I'm some duod that doesn't know what they're duod talking about. Jason, no blank blank 100%, but my point was you just went through it.
Thanks for confirming that part of it,
but you didn't even bring up the Brewers. That's my point, duod.
Well, yeah, I had something in my throat, as you noticed, so I was struggling a little bit. Look, you're totally right. They're two wins away from free hamburgers at a local diner, which does not, from my understanding, serve ice cream, but I'll have to check their menu. They are, again, they've won 10 in a row. It's like the money ball, except they got 10 more to go.
It feels different, but can we agree that this winning streak with the All-Star break, it doesn't feel the same?
No, it feels like a
three-game winning streak.
They haven't lost since July 5th.
Yeah, it's really impressive. It's an impressive run, no doubt.
I did want to ask, and again, I have no interest in being the party pooper. In spite of this winning streak, the Cubs have the same record as them, right?
It's gonna be a
barn burner. Right? I mean, this is, as much as you'd love a 10-game winning streak to give you like a 6-game lead in the division, that's not the case. So it's going to be a really interesting run here from July 21st to October. But yeah, it's awesome. I still can't believe we're in the same season in which someone, who shall remain nameless, questioned the work of the manager.
Yeah, I also, Jason, would like to say this. we do a lot of takes, or at least some of us on the show have a lot of opinions, and we sometimes are right, and sometimes we're wrong.
More necessary than
sometimes
we said
we're
about
right,
me.
Sometimes we're wrong. I obviously was wrong about the most important number one seed, and I've taken a lot of heat, like, idiotically for that, even though I still believe it.
Final
I
four
believe
Badgers.
It with, I believe it, well,
Final four
there
team.
Were specifications
Twice.
You left
Twice.
Out. Now, the Badgers won. There were specifications. I didn't realize we had to go play a road game in Denver. Whatever. I'm not going to rehash that with you guys. The year before, that was just me being excited. If I may.
No, but no. If before you restart, by the way, Jesse, that was the gentlest that I have described your take on the manager in a month and a half. Questioned the work of the manager as opposed to the way we've depicted it over and over again.
That's the first time it was actually accurately described. Yeah. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. All right, please continue. You may.
So, I've had a couple of takes that have been wrong. Period. And that's okay.
Indeed.
But I believe that Jesse, and I appreciate that he puts himself out there and does takes. Like, I appreciate that. Jesse, I don't want this to discourage you from doing more of it.
But
you have now jumped up top the medal stand in the gold medal spot, calling for Pat Murphy to be fired. Rock said you're an idiot. And now Pat Murphy's got the team not only tied for first in the division, but right there with the best record in all of Major League Baseball. And since that time, I believe they're 32-12 since you made that proclamation.
I've got some numbers for you. For 4 hours last night, they were the best team in baseball.
Uh-huh.
Then the Tigers won on Sunday Night Baseball, so the Tigers have a half-game advantage in the win column over the Brewers. The Tigers are 60-40. The Brewers are 59-40, and the Tigers play the Pirates today, so Brewers probably are not going to catch them in the next day or two. But, yes, the Brewers, since Sunday, May 25th, Memorial Day Sunday in Pittsburgh.
Was that Pablo's birthday?
I got that one for you in a second. Since May 25th, they are 34-12, which is the best record in baseball. If you go back one Sunday prior, the Saturday evening after a 7-0 shutout home loss cribbage board night to the Minnesota Twins, the greatest giveaway in history of American Family Field. That was the night of Pablo's birthday bash where the entire Pat Murphy conversation start was born. Since that night, the Brewers are 38-15, which they were 4-3 that week. I'm guessing that's still the best record in baseball since that date. I don't know for sure, but 38-15 is pretty doggone good since May 18th, Pablo's birthday bash, when I asked the group, at what point do we need to think about having a conversation about Pat Murphy's job security? 38-15. Best team in the National League. Half game back of the best team in baseball.
All I can say.
Two separate 8-game winning streaks.
Is thank you for your service. What would we have done? Where would they be without your idiocy?
Somebody needed to light a fire.
Yeah. You were the one to do it. You were the one to do it. So, Tausch, how is this going to change your consumption of Milwaukee Brewers games? If this is the most intrigued you have been in the history of our show as our 9th anniversary and our 10th season kicks off in a few weeks, how will this change your behavior?
Well, it already has. I just am more intrigued to consume more Brewers content than I have. And I don't know. I'm not 100% sure. I don't know how much of this is Miz related. Obviously, there's a part of it. It's Miz. But it just feels, there's just something about it. I don't know. And what I started thinking, obviously passing, I can't remember if it was 2 weeks ago or if it was last week when he joined us.
2 weeks.
And this whole big bat conversation. And I'm starting to wonder, is that what we need or do we have enough as we sit here? Because there is enough pitching if we want with some of the guys that we've moved down to AAA. I don't want to go get – who's the dude from Arizona everybody's talking about? He had four home runs yep. the last 2 days.
Eugenio Suarez.
I don't want him.
Eugenio Suarez. Suarez. Yeah.
Very well done.
I don't want him as – I don't think I want him brought in. I don't know now. Are we good enough as we sit here, or is this just a really good hot streak? Because we all know baseball has a way of evening itself out. Like, this streak is great. We're not expecting this to continue, but I have to admit, after they won Friday night, I was driving home Saturday listening to the game, and I kept thinking, the Dodgers are going to get at least one and maybe two this weekend. And then when they beat them again Saturday night, it's like, all right, well, today's the day. Today is the day that's going to – and it didn't happen again. And then you start just wondering, the Dodgers are the gold standard of baseball right now. Or they were. Or they still are. I don't know however you want to look at it.
Mm-hmm. Not to us, they're not.
And we're better than they are. Six games is no fluke, people. Six games is not a fluke make. So I don't know. When is the trade deadline, Jesse? Is it next week or is it August
1? The 31st, I believe, is the deadline again this year. July 31st. I'll double check.
So you're looking at 10 days to make this decision. And all these other teams have 10 days to figure out, do we want to go grab some of these Brewers young prospects and dump a big bat? They have to make that decision, the Brewers. And as I was listening to Passan last week or again whenever he was on, I was thinking to myself, let's do it. Let's go. And now I'm starting to think to myself, that's not what we do.
So,
but... I also think we want to have these same – I don't want to go into it like we did last year, and I asked the question, why do we not have the same expectations? We're now the best team in baseball as we sit here. Is that going to be how it ends up? I would say probably not. I would still say that there's going to be some teams with better records before the season ends. Hopefully not. But are we now at the point where – this Brewers team, it's championship or bust. I remember when we went down to Pella, down in Brookfield a couple weeks ago, talking to Jen, and she's whispering like, hey, can we bring up World Series? And I'm thinking, you should be shouting it from the dang rooftops. Yeah. And so I am really, as I'm sitting here today, I'm conflicted, and I need help. Where are we at? Do we want to make a big move? Do we want to sit here and use a crutch as this the economics of baseball, or do we just say, to hell with it, let's go win a championship? Where are we at?
So, as you correctly stated, this is not a Brewers show. And while you are more invested and intrigued than ever before, and I say this with nothing but love in my heart for you, I don't know who Suarez is, and you kind of know who he is. We didn't really even know his name. So from The Athletic, they have a story about the MLB trade deadline, which is indeed 10 days from today.
5 p.m. July 31st.
Today is July 21st, and Jim Bowden has a piece where he breaks down buyers, sellers, etc. He ranks the buyers in this order, oddly enough, also in the record order.
Well, rankings, you say?
You can't use this, though. This is baseball rankings, so if you have some baseball
special music.
The Detroit Tigers, the Chicago Cubs, and then at number three, your Milwaukee Brewers. Now, if I may, as a avid reader on the radio. Jesse, how do I say Suarez's first name again?
Eugenio.
Eugenio. Okay, here we go then. The Brewers are focused on improving the left side of their infield, either at shortstop or third base, with a big impact bat. Mm. They are among the teams who could be in play for the Diamondbacks, Eugenio Suarez.
Eugenio?
Hey! Along with the Rockies' Ryan McMahon, and even the Cardinals' Nolan Arenado, who has a full no-trade clause.
Nah. He's an old Rocky. Arenado's an old Rocky.
They would like an offensive upgrade at shortstop, where Joey Ortiz has struggled, and they've been linked to two speedy Marlins infielders, Xavier Edwards and Otto Lopez. So to your point, whether it's
Otto, great palindrome.
Eugenio, Hannah, also a palindrome if you have the H at the end. If they are in the mix for Eugenio, great, but there's a couple more names there on the list. I would say this, and you can tell me if you agree or disagree, but it would appear, based on people that know more about the market than we do, there are some options.
Yep.
And I would argue that when you're in this position, some might say you should swing for the fences.
Oh, God.
As opposed to not. Tausch, your thoughts.
Is this in reference to last week's conversation?
No, I don't know why you would refer to that at all. I don't know what you're talking about. No, just the felt like a really good pun for baseball.
You got really irritated, and people were like, why is Jason so mad about it? And I said, I honestly don't know why Jason got so mad.
Because you don't listen.
Yeah, I think the Brewers have a certain way they do business, and it's obviously worked to the point that we've made the playoffs as much as we have. But I do think it is I think we need to go and get another impact bat. And I don't think it needs to be – how old is Suarez, Jesse? What did you say, 36?
Let me check.
Okay, I thought you knew. I'm torn,
it's 34.
Jason. If I'm being 34, I'm torn
going on 36.
What the Brewers – how they should go about their business on this, because the thing you worry about – is you play a little smaller ball. There's not, you know, a ton of big power bats. The postseason is typically who can hit the big two-run homer. The power arms they got, that typically is a great thing, obviously, throughout the regular season, but postseason. And if you don't think the power bat isn't the thing, think about the big dog, the polar bear, and how he ended our season last year. Sitting here, bing, 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 knock it, thinking we got this thing on wrap. And then the polar bear comes up, a boom, and bam, it's over. So I'm going to say yes, let's go for it. It's time. So I'm joining Passon's club. It's time. Let's go for it.
It may also be time for you to get new windows. And what we would say to you is go for it with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
And for windows with the strongest resilience, you need the Pella Experience, the Pella Experience Center. Let's just see it, feel it, open, close. Compare dozens of windows and door options from 7 different Pella lines side by side. Stop by soon, though, because if you order by July 31st, you get 0 interest for up to 5 years. Certain restrictions do apply. Visit the Pella Experience Center in Brookfield or schedule your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Further Brewers discussion, maybe some Packers discussion. Perhaps some midnight baseball. You never know what you're going to get on Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Brewers on a 10-game winning streak, a half a game out of the best record in baseball, and Tausch is all in, and he wants Matt Arnold, who he views as one of the faces of Wisconsin sports, to be all in too. Yes or no?
Yeah. So, I think that's a fair assessment.
So we have a few different polls we can put in the field. One would be more of a feeling poll, right? You said this is the most engaged, most intrigued you've been at this time of the year than you've ever been, at least during the course of our show. Now, again.
Yeah, the 9 years we've been doing the show.
When you're playing.
It's 2008. I was in 2011. I was really dialed in.
11, they got hot in July, and it lasted through the end of the year. Yeah.
Was that the year they beat the Diamondbacks, right? And they
yes.
got knocked out.
T-plus year. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And in 2018, the postseason run, obviously we're all dialed in. I don't remember feeling this way doing the show in July, though, as I do now. I don't remember that.
Correct.
I think it was more ho-hum.
So, have you ever felt, are you like Tausch? This is as engaged and into the Brewers in July as you've been in the last decade, A. B, what are you more interested in right now today on July 21st? Packers training camp starting? Or the Brewers and how hot they are and their World Series chances?
Big dumper tonight.
Oh, dumper's in town.
No, we're visiting the dump.
We're in town.
We're in dump.
We're out
city.
The dump.
At the dump store. We're at the dump store. Okay.
Dumper. And I guess my other question is, which you eloquently put, do you want them to go and swing for the fences / go all in?
I didn't say swing for the fences. You did.
No, I could. I'm
just so
pretty sure
know.
I heard you say that. Yeah. Because you're big on that. So would you like to pull all those things? We could be like Homer. He puts in like 12 polls a show, and his show's
only
an hour.
It's Monday. I almost want to go smorgasbord. Smorgasbord Monday, if we're on board with that.
Are we
if
on,
you
are
want
we
to
on
ask,
smorgasbord with that?
If we're on smorgasbord, because I know that we're going to talk Packers because there's a lot of interesting stuff. But I want to serve our fans. And I do think our fans are eating real good with Brewers, like Brewers slop. I think the slop is there and they're taking it in.
Do you have better imagery than that?
Give me that.
What
slop.
Do you want to put down as?
Well, if they've won 10 in a row and they're eating it, then to go slop was not where I expected you to go. This feels more like a banquet full of delicious courses.
Okay, that's probably better.
Than slop.
That's better.
It's an all-you-can-eat fish fry Friday night of Brewers baseball, and we just want it to keep on coming. No? Okay.
I love a good smorgasbord. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to open up the phone lines. Because it is Monday, as Tausch pointed out. And there are people that think we only take calls on Mondays. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. That is the Carbless talk and text line. Liz is more. Look, here's the deal. Tausch is geeked about the Brewers. Training camp is the players, they will have their full team on site tomorrow. And the first practice is Wednesday.
Jason's geeked to be back to work.
Yeah, I do have to do something today that I'm not excited about that I was going to tell you about, but I'll tell you about it later.
Why don't you tell us now?
Because it's 9:33, and we want to open up the phone lines because it's Monday.
Okay.
Very responsible.
844-770-3776. It's a Wildy and Tausch smorgasbord. Say that five times fast. A smorgasbord. You want to talk about training camp approaching?
If you want to add the Badgers being 12th in the Big Ten it's a smorgasbord, Jesse. You don't just give two options on a smorgasbord. You got options everywhere on Schmorgy.
And Giannis.
Schmorgy Monday is everything.
Giannis,
you want to
do?
Talk Giannis?
Schmorgy?
Talk Giannis.
I'm sorry.
You want to talk all the – you could do it. Go for it. You want to talk Wisconsin women's hockey? I'm here. Let's go. Schmorgy Monday, baby. Let's go. Something I want to talk about, and probably not going to be today. If it's Schmorgy Monday, according to Old T, I want the WI to fix contact days for high school athletes. Like, this is ridiculous.
They just fixed it. What do you mean?
Put it down on the list, Jesse. Put it on the list. It's broken, and every parent you talk to knows it's broken, and every coach you talk to knows it's broken. Hopefully somebody at the WIA knows it's broken. Put that on the list. Smorgasbord Monday. Mark Murphy to take over the NFLPA. Put that on your list.
Smorgasbord
Monday. I got ideas everywhere.
Sounds like we're doing 4 hours today. Schmorgy Monday, me too.
A lot on the plate.
By the way, I'm not sure that coaches all think it's broken. I think coaches are loving the fact they got all kinds of contact days. And
I don't think so, dude.
Well, I could tell you based on the schedule, it would appear that some of them do. Be that as it may.
Let me tell you this. All these coaches that tell you to do three sports, this is not helping in that process. I can assure you
it is definitely
you of that.
Not. I couldn't agree with you more. But let's move on.
Smorgasbord Monday.
Schmorgy.
Well, that's a smorgasbord topic. Like, it literally, I want Schmorgy. I want any topic that hits your head, but I'm guessing, well, I'm not going to even guess. I'm going to let Schmorgy be Schmorgy.
Does it have to be Wisconsin sports? Like, can someone call in with a LeBron
No, because I'd love to talk Scheffler, too. Is Scheffler the most dominant athlete in all of sports right now? The answer is no, but that is another topic that I think would be interesting. Schmorgy. It's a Schmorgy Monday.
Having one of those Ted Lasso panic attacks right now. 844-770-3776. That is the Carbless talk and text line. I feel like we're throwing our smorgasbord of various entrees against the wall and seeing what sticks. But you know what? Happy to do it. Whatever you got, whatever's on your mind. If we don't get any calls, though, I'm going to be muy irritated. Just want to say.
Well, then this will be the end of Schmorgy. Listen, I think people love the idea of saying Schmorgy Monday. And if we don't get calls, Schmorgy Monday dies today before it even rises, which is not where you want to be.
You know who's got an unbelievable smorgasbord?
I do.
You step
the hot
to that
spot, if you will.
The hot spot, and you see all the different options. You can get a pretzel. You can get mini tacos. You can get a corn dog. You get a burger. You get cheese burgers. You can get chicken sandwiches. You get chicken wings, and they're all at the hot spot at Quick Trip.
Yeah, and I also love, before I get into all, I love these giveaways that Quick Trip does too.
Okay,
where if you spend a certain amount, they give you, like, I think right now you can get a dozen eggs. You do a certain amount, you get a dozen eggs. That's in the app I just saw popped up. And of course, this summer you got the climb, you can get a little cash. Gear up for the Quick Trip Mountain Dew Quick Climb. Every sip gets you closer to the summit. Now through August 17th, play every day for free in the Quick Rewards app. You can score bonus plays with every eligible item you grab. So you grab a Pepsi or a Mountain Dew, boop, more entries. 5,000 every week, and it stacks higher and higher until one player reaches that top prize of 250K. So get climbing now in the Quick Rewards app. And you know what? That's not the only thing going on. You get Quick Rewards white bread, 99 cents a loaf. Nature's Touch ice cream. This is where Old T loves these ones. Buy one pint for $3.99, and then, boop, you get another one for free. And you get Kitchen Cravings bacon wrap pork loins for $5. We get it. Quick Trip. Your life is busy. Quick Trip gets it. It's your one stop for variety and quality, fast service, gas, free air for your tires, and, of course, those beautiful, clean restrooms. Quick Trip, we'll see you next time.
844-770-3776. 844-770-3776.
Nervous. The phones are lighting up.
Successful. I want to see Schmorgy Monday be successful. I do.
I do too, although I'd like to see it renamed.
Absolutely
what,
not.
What would you rename? What you can't radio is about describing and giving you feelings. What would give you more feelings of, hey, the show is yours, where do you want to take it, than Schmorgy Monday? What could possibly encapsulate that more?
I don't, the ring of Schmorgy,
it's perfect.
You could be professional and say Smorgasbord, or you can go Schmorgy Monday.
Okay, Smorgasbord Monday.
Lame.
Your call's next. It's William Tausch.
On the air, on demand, on social, on Wisconsin sports. Serving Wisconsin sports fans. This is 100.5 ESPN.
Nobody beats Schmorgy Monday. Now, I do, before we get to calls, a couple quick questions. One, like when the football season starts, we can't do Schmorgy Monday.
No. This is a July.
We could do like a Schmorgy Tuesday, and we could get, you know, where, what places have, where can I still find a smorgasbord?
That's a good question.
Golden Corral, right? They're like a that's their
more,
deal.
But I mean, is a smorgasbord, in your opinion, a buffet? Is that how you look at it?
Well, again, I don't. It's a very old school word that I remember from my youth, but I have not seen a lot of since.
I
see charcuterie more than I see smorgasbord.
At the Dane County Fair the other day, like there was a smorgasbord of options for you to choose from. All the traditional fair classics, and then some that you could pick from to eat. So I'd describe that as a smorgasbord, although it wasn't all you can eat or all encompassing.
Sure.
Okay, let's go to the phones.
Supper clubs up north have good salad bar smorgasbords.
All right, I think we're stretching the definition of smorgasbord, but the call center has lit up. So let's go to some of those calls. Let's start in Middleton with Justin. And Jesse is now giving us what area of the Schmorgy each caller has selected. Justin is in the Brewers portion of the Schmorgy. Good morning, Justin. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing well, gentlemen. And I think going forward, I work in lawn care, so I'm in different places. So I'm going to see Justin from wherever I'm at. So currently I'm in Janesville. And so okay. I got two quick Brewers points, and then a question for Jason. So I think an underrated, aspect about this Brewers team, I think, and maybe not necessarily underrated, but how well-rounded our pitching staff is. We got an incredibly well-rounded pitching staff, starting pitching staff, and then Robert Gosser has been on the 60 DL, and he is working his way back, as well as Nestor Cortez. Some of those guys might end up in the bullpen, but they have proven that that they can pitch. So that's my first Brewers point. My second Brewers point is I was thinking as I was driving, listening to the game, driving back from Superior and swimming in Lake Superior, and they were doing a Uke story. Is Uke the most beloved sports figure in Wisconsin sports? So I think that might be a segment topic. I was thinking about that as I was getting emotional listening to a story about him. So I'll give you guys a chance to answer after I ask Jason a question. And my question for you, Jason, is do you know what has more lives than a cat?
Seven cats?
No, a frog. It croaks every day.
Justin, what's your?
That. Is this something we add into Schmorgy Monday? You throw a joke at the end of Schmorgy? I'm on
a
board
dad
with that.
Joke. I love a good dad joke. Thanks, Justin, for the call. We appreciate it. The inaugural Schmorgy Monday call with the Brewers question or point, the Euchre story, which every time I see someone doing a tribute, whether it was Freddie Peralta at the All-Star game or elsewhere, it gets you a little bit verklempt. And I love a good dad joke. There's no doubt about that. I brought up Robert Gasser a few weeks ago when the Miz was just starting to take off, because there was nothing close to what we're seeing with the Miz now. But there was some excitement about him last year, too, and then he obviously had the Tommy John surgery. Tausch, do you have any apprehension about giving up assets to add in the short term?
I do, but when I start looking at this, where have the Brewers, I think you could say Trent Grisham, but who Milwaukee ended up getting back, I think this is one of those cases where we had a big-time trust in David Stearns. I think Matt Arnold has earned the right to have even that same amount of trust, if not more. So I think if he feels like the price is going to be too high for a whatever the guy's name is in Arizona, Jesse?
Eugenio Suarez.
Eugenio.
Tough name. If the price is too much, the Brewers know who they are. They know that they're going to lose guys that you have to pay. They know that this lifeblood of this organization is in their development of young players. And where I thought this weekend really showed, and I think to Justin's first point, was the pitching. You just felt like if you got to the Dodgers bullpen, you were going to beat them. I don't think anybody feels that way going, and I know this whole, oh, you're throwing how many pitches over 100 miles an hour. It just doesn't matter who the Brewers seem to bring in, 7th, 8th, 9th, that you rebate. It doesn't matter who they bring in. They're throwing gas, and they get outs. And I don't know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I have studied the Mets and the Dodgers bullpens, but you just watch the games this weekend, and outside of Ohtani just being a beast and doing Ohtani things, you get guys out, you find a way, and the Brewers pitching staff, dare I say, is stacked. And that's where I think you maybe have a little leeway to maybe make a decision based on that fact that you're stacked. And that if that can help you lead to a bat without giving up any of your young prospects that you love, maybe this is the time. And that's why I think it's the right time to make that big play.
All right, we'll get to more of our Schmorgy Monday calls, 844-770-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. So if you're on hold, stay there. We'll get to you after. And imagine my surprise when I get an email from UW Credit Union, and I'm scrolling through it. It's about the perks that they have at UW Credit Union.
Oh, yeah.
And lo and behold, there's this smiling jackwagon about halfway down the page. And it's Mark Tauscher. Well, and you know I clicked on that.
Perks.
I read all about it. It's a good little thing. And
early
what a great
payday,
partner.
There's a smorgasbord of great perks that UW Credit Union has to offer. And for every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you, proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years. I think that's as long as Jason's been a member. They will help you reach your financial goals. And why did I join UW Credit Union? Well, I love local banking. Love that member for service. And I love a good perk. No question, Kendrick Perkins and all these other Perkins. But honestly, between us, I love Bucky. How do you say no to that face? If you love Wisconsin like I do, you just can't pay with anything else. Fandom will make you do crazy things, but this makes sense. Become a UW Credit Union member today. Get your Bucky card like I did. Federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions to apply.
We'll get some more of your calls on a Schmorgy Monday.
Woohoo!
Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
Your state, your teams, your ESPN. The ESPN Wisconsin app. Customizable just to you. Find the ESPN Wisconsin app in the Apple or Android app stores today.
I'm not afraid.
Schmorgy Monday on Wilde and Tausch. Let's get some more of your calls. 844-770-3776. Let's go to Waukesha County where Bob is embracing Schmorgy Monday's ethos. And he's got not one, not two, but three topics that he'd like to get to. So with that, I turn it over to Bob. Hi, Bob.
Good morning. First of all, thank you, Mr. Tauscher, for always being a Badger. As someone who participated in a non-big-time sport at UW in the late 70s and watched John Jardine coach Mike Kalismicki, it's all good. You talk Badgers all you want, anytime. Secondly,
all right.
You should talk Milwaukee Brewers all you want today. I don't care about anything else right now. Feel free. Just go Brewers today. Tomorrow, opening training camp. All three of my grandchildren, all three of my children, nine grandchildren, have always been at opening training camp in Green Bay ever since, well, Lynn Dickey and the rest of them. You just talk Packers tomorrow. But today, hopefully, just enjoy the Brewers. And once again, thank you, Mr. Tauscher. And if you want a smorgasbord for real, go to Stoughton, Wisconsin, or Westby, Wisconsin, for a Set and Demai festival. Thank you very much. Ooh. Have a great day.
Love a good Set and Demai festival. I don't know if you know this, Jason, but I was the Grand Marshal of the Set and Demai.
I do. I remember that, and I believe they called you Mr. Tauscher too. Thank you for your service to the Badgers. I don't want to put you on the spot, but since he wanted to thank you for being a Badger,
sure,
and always representing the university, here's our smorgasbord question, since Bob didn't really have one. How do you feel about the Badgers being picked 12th in the Big Ten? How many teams are in the Big Ten now?
I think there's 18, right?
Okay, so
there are 18 in the Big Ten, yes.
Closer to the bottom than they are to the top.
Color analyst of Badger football.
I am going to speak as an alumni here. I think this is eye-opening. I believe that when you look at how last season played out, this is about where we should be. Why would I sit here as an alumni, not as an analyst? As an alumni, why would we say anything different? We lost to Iowa. We lost to Nebraska. I don't even know what schools are in front of us. I didn't look at it that closely. But that's where we're at. So if I am Luke Fickle and I'm a player on this team, I am saying, good. Well, I get a chance to go out and prove y'all idiots don't know anything. You know what, Greg Gard? His teams are always, they're picked ninth. You know what they end up doing? Second, third, win it, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. So the odds are, and you can look at Hard Rock Casino Rockford. I don't know if they do college, so I'm not going to speak for that right now. Jesse would know. Las Vegas, whatever it might be. The Wisconsin Badgers projections right now this season, I don't think they have them winning six games. I think that's where all of these folks that put these projections into the world, that's where they're at. And if that's where they're at with how they put it, that's about where you're going to finish, is 12th, 13th. So this should be one of those deals where, hey, man, nobody thinks anything of us. Let's go shock the blank and blank. And that's where this team, I think, chip on your shoulder. It should be boulders on your shoulder when you see this. And by the way, I don't think, again, as an alumni, I think it's fair because that's, you project and you look at what they did. Now, college football is a whole new world, and I wouldn't take a lot of stock in what last year's team did because half the guys aren't there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how you project. So project away and let this team prove that these projections are bunk. That's how I would approach that.
Love it. I have been watching season 3 of Ted Lasso, as I mentioned last week, again. And maybe Luke Fickle should take the Badgers down into the sewers of Madison like Ted does in London and make sure that they let all that poop that's being said about them flow out, because it doesn't matter. What matters is how they play. All right, we need to get to the 10 o'clock hour. Want to remind you, we were just in Madison. And Paula and Maddie got rear-ended while we were there. And what call did we make? We made the call to Gruble offices or a text to David. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Go to the website, gruber-law.com, to find out more about the firm, about David's history, all the great lawyers that are there, and everything they're doing in the community. Again, Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all. The 10 o'clock hour of Smorgasbord Monday, Smorgy to some, kicks off in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.